This podcast is brought to you by Knowledge at Wharton.
Just over 30 years ago, our next guest went through a life-changing incident. He was mugged, and then he was hit in the eye so badly that he was permanently blinded on that side, on one side of his face. Mark Agnew was forced to navigate the world of optometrists and optical stores, and this Wall Street research analyst realized the experience and the cost structure for the eyeglass market was not one that showed any benefits for the consumer. So he left his job at Lehman Brothers back in 1999 to found the company eyeglasses.com. Now, the American eyeglass industry is a $26 billion business, and yet Mark argues it's one that keeps customers in the dark over what they really need and for accurate pricing. Mark has a new book out in which he aims to educate the public about this industry called Eyeglasses Buying Guide, How to Buy Eyeglasses and Sunglasses, Pay Less, and Get More. We also should note that Mark is part of a venture to help provide free surgeries to people in India that have lost their vision due to cataracts. And it's a pleasure to have Mark joining us right now. Mark, welcome.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I guess let's start with the original decision you had to leave Lehman Brothers and to start eyeglasses.com. I mentioned about the incident that you had where you were mugged, but take us through that process.
Yeah, so it actually started way back in 1987. I was 26 years old. I was a salesman. I was mugged, hit in the eye with a stick, and became permanently blinded in my right eye. So that kind of shocked my life, and it's kind of been unfolding ever since then. I went from there to business school at the University of Chicago. I stayed in finance. I went to Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, but I shifted into research in companies. And after about 8 years of that, I was in emerging markets, and the Russian ruble collapsed in 98. And at that point, I started looking to do something to give back a little more, to do more social good for the world. So I started looking at businesses that I had in mind that appealed to me. Taking a hint from Peter Lynch's strategy, I started thinking about eyeglasses because after all my surgeries, the doctors told me to go get glasses to protect my good eye. So next thing you know, I'm at the eye doctor's office. He says, you need this, and $400, please. So that happened every 2 years, and by the year 1999, I started looking at that industry, and that's how I got into the business.
Yeah, so take us into this industry right now, and obviously some of the failings that it has in providing quality at a reasonable price right now.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to do with eyeglasses.com is to provide an alternative to the eye doctor. So we're like the eyeglasses supermarket. We offer 380 different brands and many, many choices in lenses, and we provide a lot of information about how to buy, and we do all of that at about a 40 to 50% discount to the eye doctor.
And so the industry as a whole right now, the structure of business that it has set up, obviously it's an exceptionally profitable business right now.
Well, I wouldn't say it's exceptionally profitable.
Okay.
Well, for me anyway.
Right.
For
right,
them,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is very profitable for them. That's true.
But there has to be a connection between the eye doctors and the stores that are selling glasses, and then also the insurance companies when you're talking about the prescription side of it.
Yeah, eyewear is a very unique business in that it's one of the very few medical businesses where doctors can actually sell you goods. And in almost all the other medical professions, they're not allowed to do that. So it's a unique crossover, and it's led to the the expansion of margins on their part and the reduction of information. And it's also led to the rise of a duopoly in the insurance market for vision.
And for most people, I would think the vision care that they have, it ends up being an add-on to their to the insurance that they already have, so that they're paying out whatever it is per month, per week. You're talking about a significant add-on over the course of a year, correct?
Yeah, that's the crazy part about it, is that people don't realize when they're being sold an add-on by their company or by their insurance agent, it doesn't seem like much. It's maybe $3 a week. Seems like a small number. And then you get, a free pair of eyeglasses with that. But what ends up happening is you've now put in $150, and you have to work really hard to get that money back. And if you don't use it by the end of the year, it's gone.
Right.
So you're actually much better off. The best option is not to buy the insurance at all. But if you're going to buy the insurance, then the next best thing is to use what's called the out-of-network benefit. So you actually take your invoice that you get from buying eyeglasses anywhere that you go in the world, and then you submit that to your insurance company, and they give you the out-of-network benefit, which is usually between $100 and $150.
And how many people realize that that is actually in play? Because there's also a big problem of understanding what our insurance, whether it be health, vision, dental, what it actually all covers.
Yeah, that's so true. One of the big headwinds in our business is that people are programmed to do things in a certain way. When they approach any kind of a medical type application, their immediate go-to is, use my insurance. How do I use it? And we do this discussion every day in our store. If you stay in network and want to use your insurance, you're going to pay more. And it's amazing how people will struggle against that and continue to want to use their insurance, even though it's costing them more.
Is there more of a negative impact with people at the lower income scales here in the United States and around the world?
Well, at the lower end, so insurance policies are very diverse. If you're only spending a small amount of money and using your insurance, it is possible to get almost free eyeglasses. Of course, you've already paid in the $150, so they're not really free, and there might be a copay. But if you're not on insurance and you're spending very little money, you do have some pretty good options. You can go to the internet. You can go to Walmart or Costco. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty efficient alternatives. The quality of the eyewear is not the best, but the price point is pretty good.
You mentioned the pricing structure that you have on eyeglasses.com being lower than other retailers. How has that been reacted to by the industry as a whole when you're working on different margins than a lot of the other companies out there?
We've been a pariah in our industry for 20 years. And it was really bad in the beginning because vendors didn't want to sell to us because they didn't want to anger their core group of customers who were selling glasses for 3, 4, 5 times markup. So it's been a struggle, but every year it's gotten better. And now, 20 years later, people are much more open to the internet and the advantages of the internet. And I would say maybe 3/4 of the brands out there will allow sales on the internet. There are still some holdouts, however.
But as you look at these last 20 years from being the CEO of the company, what have been the most important steps that you have taken to continue to develop and be able to have the place in the industry that you have right now?
Well, vendor relationships are absolutely key. You can't just go call up a vendor and say, I have a website and I'd like to, put your eyeglasses on my website. They'll hang up on you. At this point, it's credibility does matter because the positioning of the glasses on your website makes a big difference. So you'll see brands like Gucci and Armani and such, they all have websites and they all have products on the internet, but they take special care to only allow websites that position their product in a fashionable way, in an attractive way, and with a good price point. And so they have to rely on a trustworthy store like mine to do that. So the credibility takes years and years to build up.
Tell us more about the venture you're involved with in India.
Yeah, so as I mentioned in the beginning, I'm still on my journey of that I was shocked into after losing my eyesight many years ago, and still looking for ways to increase the give back. So I conceived an eyewear line called Pieware, pie being the symbol for the round shape. So yeah, the glasses are initially round, eyeglasses and sunglasses. And when you buy a pair of Pieware for $75, we make a provide for an eye surgery in India to make blind people see again. India has a terrible problem with cataracts. They have about 8 million people who have cataracts, and their blindness is preventable. So India has put together programs to actually deliver cataract surgeries for as little as $30.
I read that diet is one of the reasons why that you see this type of impact in cataracts, correct?
Yes, here and there, cataracts are caused primarily by a diet that's not diverse.
We're joined by Mark Agnew, the CEO of eyeglasses.com. He's also the author of the book, Eyeglasses Buying Guide, How to Buy Eyeglasses and Sunglasses, Pay Less and Get More. How many people have you been able to reach in India by doing this venture?
Well, we've just launched it, even last week. My company, eyeglasses.com, has been supporting the foundation that does this, Sankara Eye Foundation, for about a year and a half. Yeah. Right now, we have a policy of healing one blind person every day. So we're up to a little over 600 people at this point.
It's a great, great idea. So the support you're getting, not only from the foundation, but I would imagine in general from the public in India to recognize this problem, how significant it is, and to be able to try and take a path to be able to cure it.
Yeah, it's part of the empowerment theme. Instead of giving people, for example, food, you give them the abilities to produce food. And in the case of vision, imagine if someone in your family became blind, and if that person was the breadwinner in the family, what that would do to your lifestyle, and then have that person regain their vision. It has an impact on everybody in the community.
Right.
So literally hundreds of people from one surgery are affected.
You talked a moment ago about how information is lacking here in the United States surrounding eye care and the types of glasses to buy and the lenses and such. But it's a little bit similar in India as well, it sounds like, with the information available for people of understanding the problems of cataracts and what causes them and how you could potentially prevent it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no expert on how the problems are created in India. But you are talking about millions of people that are living in very desperate circumstances already, and then to add blindness on top of that makes it even worse.
Getting back to the U.S. here for a second, what is it you think that the industry as a whole needs to consider to be a better servant of the public? Because you're talking about what you're doing is as you mentioned, it's a social good. There's a social good element to what you're trying to do here in the United States.
I can't really conceive of anything that the industry is going to do on its own to make things better for consumers. So, which is why I came up with the idea of publishing this book, to try to go directly to consumers and provide them the thing that they're not getting from the industry, which is information. So hopefully by disseminating information about eyeglasses, people will become smarter about their purchase, and will force the change in the industry.
Best tips you can give about a person buying, having to go buy a set of eyeglasses right now?
Well, the first best tip is, if you have insurance, is to use your out-of-network benefit, as I mentioned before. That is really key. If you don't have insurance, or even if you do, the next thing is to shop around. So many people will just take the first thing that they're offered and not do research on the frame or the lenses or what's being suggested to them. So do some shopping around. Look for the model number on the glasses. Put it on the internet. See if you can buy it for less. Do it that way. And so, you know, that is the next best thing. And then there's a whole list of other tips that are much more specific to each person individually.
Right.
That the book recommends.
What about sunglasses?
Sunglasses, it's a much smaller market. You can buy sunglasses really anywhere. So again, the best tip on sunglasses is to shop around.
We're joined by Mark Agnew, who's the CEO of eyeglasses.com, also author of the book Eyeglasses Buying Guide, How to Buy Eyeglasses and Sunglasses, Pay Less and Get More. Your comments at welcome at 844-WHARTON, 844-942-7866. Or if you'd like, send us a comment on Twitter at BizRadio132 or my Twitter account, which is at DanLoney21. One of the other interesting sides to your story is kind of the change that you made in your career, and it's something that we've talked about on this show with a variety of other people, is making that jump from being in your case, the finance sector with Lehman Brothers, but going into e-commerce and that shift. And what has that experience been like for you? And have you fulfilled kind of all of the thoughts that, and processes that you expected to occur with going into a venture like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. The answer is I really didn't get anything that I expected, but I got a whole lot of things I didn't expect, and I wouldn't change anything. It's a massive shock to go from traveling 2 weeks out of the year, getting up at 5 o'clock, getting home at 8:30, never seeing your children, to basically staying at home and starting a business all by yourself with a computer, a huge shock. And my initial expectations were that I was going to take the world by storm. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
But the life path that it put me on, being able to be with my family, to do social good, has been irreplaceable, and I wouldn't have changed it for anything.
And that, I think, is the component that a lot of people talk about. And we've talked with the guys at Warby Parker in the past and how the impact that they have had through their venture of in the same area through vision. And it is something about vision, and it is so vital to how we live our lives each and every day, that I think it's a component that maybe to a degree goes under the radar in terms of the importance of needs that we have in our daily life.
Yeah, it's true. Vision is such a crucial tool. We think about our phones and our computers and such, but our eyes are just an absolutely fundamental tool that we use every day, and we don't pay attention to them until they start giving us trouble.
How can we do a better job in terms of this industry of being able to provide better information? And part of this, I think, goes on the consumer as well, of asking the right questions and seeking out the right information. But how can we go about of having a better process in the eyeglass industry in general?
Well, I think a big culprit in this is corporations. So companies are the sponsors of these insurance plans, and the companies provide a sort of a menu of options to their employees, and it's an implicit recommendation for what's on the menu. So they're offering these vision plans to people, and they don't really fully understand the value proposition of that insurance option. I think something that would really help the industry is if corporations left that option off of the menu.
Mark, great to talk with you today. Greatly appreciate it, and continued success.
Thanks very much, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Mark Agnew, CEO of eyeglasses.com. The book that he has authored, Eyeglasses Buying Guide, How to Buy Eyeglasses and Sunglasses, Pay Less, and Get More. Pleasure having him joining us on the show.
For more insight from Knowledge at Wharton, please visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.